Welcome to another episode of Fan Wanking. My name is Billy Curry. I have on the phone today, I have Jim Dandino and Dave Weinbrack. What's up, guys?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Good to have you guys back. This is episode number 3. We're actually back and we're ready to go. We had some technical difficulties the past few weeks, but we're gearing up and we're ready to do this all over again. How was the week for you guys?
Excellent. It was good.
It was good? Nice. Yep. Good. Anything, have you guys seen any good movies lately or done anything different and new? Or, you know, pretty much the summer's done, so you guys just getting ready for the holiday season?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Dread.
Really? Okay.
I'm hearing really good things about it. I mean, I'm not invested in the character at all, but I really like Carl Urban.
Okay. Every time I see the trailer, it looks like Stallone. It's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to make the character look any different. The one thing I've noticed is that the helmet looks slightly too big for his head.
Yes.
But I've heard that I've heard good things. I've heard it's just basically, if you're ready for, you know, 90 minutes of just carnage and things blowing up, go see Dread, which I'm totally all for, so.
Yeah. Now, I can handle that.
Now, what's the premise of the movie? Is it, is it more closely, related to the comic, or is it kind of its own story, or is it kind of, how can you compare it to the Stallone version, I guess you could say?
Well, it'll be in English.
I mean, I don't even know. I don't think I ever saw the Stallone version. I think it was too ridiculous for me.
Yeah, the jig.
Even as like a 12-year-old.
I remember, what's his name? Deuce Bigelow was in that with him too.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever his name was.
And Armand Assante was the bad guy.
Oh, yes. He was his brother, right?
Yeah.
In the film, yeah.
Which I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't tell you anything about Judge Dredd other than that it's British. Like, I have no attachment to the character whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. But, Carl Urban's a huge fan of it. And it's a guy going into a giant building with two submachine guns and killing all the criminals who live in it.
Okay.
I mean, realistically speaking, there's nothing in that sentence that I just said that's bad.
Yeah. And it's like the other girl from Juno is helping him out.
Yeah.
Which girl?
The one that was in Ellen Page.
Okay. Nice. When does that come out? Is that November?
No, that's soon.
Yeah,
that's soon.
If it's not this week, it's next weekend, I think. Because this weekend was Resident Evil.
Oh, God.
And I mean, nothing says don't release your movie quite like Resident Evil.
Don't the Resident Evil movies do pretty well, the opening?
Yeah, they've made, what, 5 of them now?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, this is 6, I think.
Well, they know when to release them, I guess. So they're kind of, they're not going to... They kind of release them towards the end of the summer or, like, early fall.
Yeah, when nothing else is going on.
Of course,
yeah.
Cool.
The trailer just popped up on my Xbox for me, actually. I can't believe all the dumb shit that they include from the games.
Yeah.
They have Jill in her, like, cat suit with the diamond on her chest. Like, I watched Alien vs. Predator, the first one, And I said to myself when that movie was finished, oh my god, I don't know that they could possibly make a movie dumber than what I just saw. And then I opened up my DVD player and I put in the second Resident Evil movie. And I said after that movie, I will never ever use a superlative again.
I can't remember. I don't remember which. I get all the Resident Evil movies mixed up, so I'm not. I think the last one I saw was like where they were in, like, I think they were in Vegas, but it was like, I don't know if you guys remember. It was like Vegas, but it was like sand was everywhere, and it was like.
Well, that's pretty much Vegas.
Yeah, but it was like everything was covered, and like.
I remember the trailer, and there was like crows and shit.
I remember the trailer being cool because it was like, it was supposed to be for a makeup commercial, and then all of a sudden it was, you're in the middle of this wasteland, and I'm like, oh, this looks awesome. Wait, it's Resident Evil.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's disappointing too because the first movie was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I mean, it was kind of neat. The laser thing was kind of cool. It was actually a zombie movie. It actually kind of bore some resemblance to the game, but like they weren't trying to. Like they knew that it wasn't the game, and they weren't trying to shoehorn all the stupid crap from the games into it. So like, then they started trying to fit it into the game's continuity, which the games are incredibly stupid games, if you actually think about them. Never mind the mechanics of not being able to move and shoot at the same time, or fixed cameras. Like, the actual continuity of the games is incredibly stupid and has veered towards really crazy racist, like, Street Fighter level racism in the last couple of games. So, like, and now they're trying to fit the movies into the game continuity, which is, like, what are you... You've got to be kidding me. It's like listening to two stupid people have a conversation with each other.
Well, I've never really been able to get into them because I saw the first one, and I remembered reading that George Romero had written the original script, and it was supposedly, like, a... not far off from the idea of the game, but, like... Yeah. Staying true to the concept of the game, but brutal, R-rated, this is going to, you know, scare your kids that you haven't even had yet in a movie. Right. And they took him off of the movie. Like, they were like, no, this we're not going to use this. And then I remember seeing the first one going, wait, this was, like, what they decided this was a good idea?
The whole series seems like it was written and edited by people who, like, the kind of people who would use LOL in editing notes. Like, unironically.
LOL.
Yeah.
Ruffle.
Evil Goes, I'm looking at the poster right now. Evil Goes Global. And,
like, has evil already gone global? Like,
it's been global for years.
Alice fight, yeah.
And zombie crows.
Yeah, Alice like fights alongside. It's the same movie with a different title. Every one.
Yeah, and I think that's Nemesis, that big kind of snarling thing.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez is in it.
No.
I guess.
The big snarling thing is from 4.
Oh.
They had him in 4 and 5.
Now, where does this one take place? Like, yeah, is it like, where is she?
I don't know. White room?
What about this Nicolas Cage movie, the one Stolen? The one that's a total ripoff of Taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you summarized it when you said, what about this Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you got it right there.
Yeah, anything that he touches is...
retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell he's broke because he's making, like, Taken... It's basically like the Asylum version of Taken, but with Nicolas Cage.
That's funny. Well, cool.
Like...
Ugh,
However, I did see The Possession, which is like was actually I thought pretty good.
What was it? That's I keep hearing. What is that one about?
It's the one with
Oh, here we go.
I forget his name, but he played the comedian.
Yes,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes, him, and I think Kira Sedgwick's in it too, and Modest Yahoo's in it. Yeah. And it's
wait, what?
It'll make sense in a minute. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan is and Kira Sedgwick are divorced, and he's got the kids this weekend, and so he takes them to a garage sale because he's just moving into a house and he's looking for, you know, basically plates on the cheap. Mm-hmm. So they buy this relic, and the relic is an old Hebrew relic that contains an evil spirit. Mm-hmm. And the spirit basically embodies itself in the youngest daughter, and they spend the entire time trying to thwart the evil spirit. And Modest Yahoo is the rabbi that comes in and helps.
It reminds me of a film that I can't, you know.
It's definitely Insidious and Exorcist vibe.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The Jewish Exorcist.
What a ripoff.
It was good, though. It was.
Was it really?
Like, you can. Like, anytime you have an exorcism movie, it's going to, you're automatically going to think, oh man, we're ripping off The Exorcist here. But there's always going to be some sort of new kind of type of evil force to go against. But it doesn't matter if it's done well.
Right.
And this was done pretty well.
Okay. Nice. Lincoln. What about Lincoln?
Nah, I don't care.
It looks cool. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get into it when it comes out on DVD, but, like, it's Oscar bait from Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
I'll check it out, only because Daniel Day-Lewis is good in, like, everything.
I like him, man. He's right. Like, Gangs in New York was, oh, man, I love, he's great.
So good.
He's so good.
There Will Be Blood was also excellent.
Awesome. Yes. Great.
Yeah. You know a dude can carry a movie when the first 15 minutes is in pretty much pure silence, and it's just him.
Yeah.
And it's some of the most riveting shit you'll ever see.
Well, every movie he's in, every movie he touches, I mean, he doesn't do, in the grand scheme of things, he doesn't do a whole lot of movies, but when he does, he does the right ones.
He picks really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
He's like the anti-Ben Kingsley.
Pretty much.
Nice.
And Ben Kingsley's like, it's Thursday. What movie am I in this week?
Exactly. What, Yui? Okay.
That's not even Ben Kingsley. It's Samuel L. Jackson who's in every movie.
No, Ben Kingsley will stop. Ben Kingsley was in 3 Blood Rain movies, dude.
That's true.
Yui Boll actually has him on speed dial, and he takes the calls.
He's in a lot. Yep. He's in Iron Man 3, right?
Yeah.
He
plays he's the Mandarin.
Mandarin, right? Yep.
Yeah, which is insane. But like, the dude has chops. Like, he's got an Oscar. He knows how to act. He just doesn't know how to say no.
Well, that's like with, you know, some people. Maybe I'm comparing him to, like, there's some people that got lucky with Oscars, you know, and like.
Yeah, I mean, Gandhi was. Like, exactly what the Oscar committee would be looking for.
Yeah. You know, there's some people that are, like, definitely they get the Oscar, and then they kind of, like, they go down. I'm not using him as an example, but it's very typical for a lot of these people who get Oscars, and then they kind of never do a good movie ever again.
And they'll mail
right.
it in.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not fair to use that as the only gauge of quality. Cuba Gooding Jr. also has an Oscar.
How many Oscars does Halle Berry have? Just one,
just
right?
The one.
Just one, and it was just for taking it in the butt from Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. She was also in Catwoman, too, which is...
Yeah.
Right.
But then what's her name from Boys Don't Cry? She got, like, 2 Oscars, that girl, right?
Hilary Swank? She's not been in... I mean, like, she started off in The Next Karate Kid. Like, she's kind of been in good stuff since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She got lucky twice.
I don't know if she got lucky.
No, not lucky, I guess. No,
well, okay, again, you want to talk Oscar bait. It's a Clint Eastwood-directed movie about a lady boxer who commits suicide and, you know, a movie about a real-life lesbian event where she had to butch herself up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, the only, like, if she had starred in Monster, then she would have 3 Oscars.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not...
had to go the Brockovich route.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, impugn her acting ability. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of that was the decision-making process.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, you look at Tom Hanks and Russell Crowe. How many, just, they were like back-to-back-to-back, right?
Tom Hanks, yeah, back-to-back, and in theory could have been 3 if they wanted to recognize him as supporting for, Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, what do you guys think about Cloud Atlas?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the, I haven't really seen any trailers for it, so.
It looks like it's either going to be ridiculously, like, thought-provoking and kind of cool and completely worth the 3 hours of my time, or it's going to be so batshit insane that I'm going to wonder what I was I might as well stand outside the theater and burn $20. It's either going to be one of those.
Yeah.
It will not be a gray area.
No. No, I mean at all. So I just finished the book.
Okay.
And it's crazy. And it, like, honestly, what makes me hopeful for it more than anything else is Speed Racer. Speed Racer was nuts. It was not a good movie, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like a visual kind of acid trip. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least what I would assume one of them would be like.
Yes, so I've been told.
I'm looking at it right now online.
It's like, it's nuts. It's 6 different stories that happen in the course of like 500 years, and they're all kind of telling the same story, but they're all not really like interlinked that much.
And it's different actors, or the same actors playing different parts in each one, crossing race and gender.
Does it take place like? Does it ever? Like, what's the year? The year span.
So one of them takes place in late 1800s in the Pacific Ocean. It's a guy working for a trading ship. One of them takes place in Belgium in the 30s. One of them takes place in present-day-ish London. One of them takes place in California in the 70s, I think. California or Alaska in the 70s. I wasn't really clear. One of them is like 100 years in the future in Best Korea. And one of them is like 350 years in the future in Hawaii.
Wow. Cool. I got
And like, yeah, the book was really interesting because you get, he starts out the book in the Pacific Ocean in the 1860s or whatever it is, 1870s. And you get half of that story. Then you jump to the Belgium story and you get half of that story. Then you get, and it works its way up until the future one where, and that's the middle of the book and you get the whole story and then you work backwards from there again.
So they're all related in some way, these stories, you're saying?
Yes. There's some weird new agey bullshit that kind of ties everything together.
I gotta check this. I'll read the book.
Yeah, and I hear that's the part that they're almost like people are having trouble with.
Yeah, I can see where you would probably be a little, where some folks would probably be a little bit ham-fisted with that. I mean, the Wachowskis are not exactly known for nuance.
Yeah, this
is them. And another guy.
Hmm. Yeah, the guy who did Run Lola Run, if I remember right.
Okay.
I think so. Hold on, I'm actually gonna look at that.
Okay.
You guys can keep talking while
I talk. No, it's looks interesting. I think I'm gonna check. When is this coming out?
Yeah, he did the Run Lola Run.
Okay, October it comes out. Let's see, it says right.
Yeah, I think so. It was at the Toronto Film Festival.
Okay. Nice. Alright. Very good. Other than that, what else is going on? What about what's going on in the comics this week or the past few weeks?
We're in zero issue hell.
Yeah?
Yeah. Origin Fest. Yeah.
Like, so Dial H was like hands down the best one so far. It was really good, and they gave you a ton of information about the universe, mm-hmm. and about like the how the dial works. Demon Knights made me so angry I almost dropped the book when I got home today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Stupid. It's just it contributes nothing, and it's exactly why I don't like. Why I don't like the zero issues, because they actually ended the last issue on a cliffhanger, and now we have a month off to go back and tell Etrigan's origin story about how he doesn't know how to rhyme, so he was just a lowly demon who had to learn how to rap or some shit. You know, but then like Batman and Robin was excellent, Dial H was excellent, Action Comics was fine, was interesting. I still, he's got, Morrison's got 4 issues left to figure out where the hell he's going and what he's trying to say with this, and I'm not entirely convinced that he's going to be able to pull it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that'll certainly be interesting, because you're probably at that point going to get Grant Morrison going, oh wait, I'm almost done?
Yeah.
Oh crap! Yeah. I have to. I'm just gonna make shit up, like.
Yeah.
Yes, he's in a cave. You know, like.
Yep. It was all some retarded kid's dream.
I actually haven't. I have my pile of zero books that I haven't read yet. I got Ravagers and what else came out? Lantern was last week, right?
Yeah. Which is the origin of an Arab stereotype?
Yeah.
Oh, but he's only accidentally a terrorist. Oh. Wow.
And that
was actually way more ham-handed than I expected. Good job. I guess you did subvert expectations there, guys.
Batman I haven't read yet, but I'm hearing that's like the table setter for the whole next year.
Yeah, for the Joker stuff.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something about not really related to the comics, more to the Batman films? Now, I keep hearing about the Justice League film, how it's gonna start off the whole new reboot of Batman. Is this still gonna? You think this is true, or you think this is just kind of hearsay kind of stuff?
It's the rumor.
That's what's out there, but I really think that they're going to end up doing a perverse version, like a farcical version of how Marvel got off the ground, where they're going to try Lobo first.
Okay.
Like, and they want Lobo to be their Blade.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Brett Ratner directing The Rock.
Okay.
Which I'm okay with The Rock, by the way.
For Lobo.
I'm okay with The Rock, too. I love Rocky. He's the best wrestler I've ever seen in my life, and one of the funniest people alive. But Brett Ratner is unbelievably bad.
Yeah. Like,
unspeakably bad.
Like, he fell ass backwards into Rush Hour 1.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why did he get so popular? Like, why did he get so popular because of that? Like,
because Rush Hour 1 and 2 were pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, X-Men then, 2. Did he do X-Men 3? 3. He did X-Men 3, okay.
Which is famous for Scott Summers turning into water.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jean Grey exploding and Vinnie Jones saying, "I'm the juggernaut bitch."
Yes.
And Ellen Page was in it for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep. Brett Ratner had his movie crossover with the internet.
Yeah, basically.
And it made me have a sad. I like both of those things. I like X-Men, I like the internet, I like memes, mm-hmm. but I did not like that movie.
Yeah.
It's gonna be some kind of like pervert. I think ultimately what they're gonna do is they're gonna pick like the Flash. See, that's the thing. They've already tried it with Green Lantern and they failed so miserably. Yeah. I just don't understand how you're gonna start out with a movie like how you start out with the Avengers and work backwards from there, because yeah. that's ultimately what they're talking about doing.
And that can work in the comic books, because it worked for the reboot, but yeah. it worked for the reboot in the sense that we already know who these people are. In the film world, we don't know what the hell we're gonna have them do, because the Batman we just saw has no bearing on this, and the Superman we know from Christopher Reeve has no bearing on this, and maybe this Superman might. We don't know, but yeah. we won't know until that comes out. So
yeah.
it's like they've had DC. Cinematically, comic book wise, they usually or they've had the past year of kind of doing it pretty right, and their movies usually are pretty wrong unless Christopher Nolan has complete control and the studio can't say anything to him. Whereas Marvel right. is, well, we're going to do the exact opposite. We're going to be late to the prom. We're going to show up in a tuxedo t-shirt and you're going to buy it anyway because we're this guy. And but they've done the movies, with the exception of like Ghost Rider and Man Thing and The Punisher, pretty well. So yeah. it's going to be really interesting to see them see DC take a character like Blade, their Blade, basically their F-list guy, mm. who's known to fewer people, who hasn't really been relevant for 15 years, and make a movie out of him.
Yeah.
But, like, Marvel's success in the movies comes just as much from taking the smaller characters, like Blade, like Ant-Man, and giving them to guys who are not as experienced doing this stuff, or guys who have very specifically defined appeals, and yeah. kind of letting them play to their own strengths. I mean, I'm stoked for Ant-Man, but I have a feeling it's going to be a very specific movie with a very specific appeal.
Yeah, it's not going to be
kind of like Scott Pilgrim.
Exactly, yep. Which I adore.
Which is one of the most the failure of Scott Pilgrim to me. It's the most kind of gutsiest, ballsiest, risk-taking movie of the past, I'll say even 10 years. And here's why we're worse off for it failing. Because they're remaking Videodrome. if property like Scott Pilgrim did really well, we would have seen more kind of original, out there, risky properties. And Watchmen yeah. to a degree, too. Riskier properties being made into movies. Instead, we get Fright Night with David Tennant as David Blaine, or like Chris Angel, and
that movie actually wasn't bad.
That wasn't good either, though. And
okay. It had Chekhov. It had Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Trying to sex girls.
Well, it's yeah. He can pull it up better than Chris Sarandon, but it's or like, you know, they're remaking Videodrome or Total Recall. And they're making Videodrome. A Videodrome remake goes against everything Videodrome was trying to say.
Yeah.
It's just too funny. But, you know, Lobo's an interesting idea. They just need not Brett Ratner to do it. They've been dead wrong with just about all their kind of the creative control people.
Yeah.
Whereas the actors and whatnot have been fine.
What movies has he done lately, Brett Ratner?
Tower Heist.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
In case you missed it, Tower Heist was the movie with Ben Stiller, Matthew Broderick, and Eddie Murphy. Yes, you saw the commercial for it once.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's returned, right? Or whatever. Yeah.
It's no Norbit.
Or, what was it, Osmosis Jones?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. It makes me depressed for knowing what it is.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was watching last night Trading Places was on. Eddie Murphy was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could still go back and watch Raw or Delirious just over and over again.
Yeah. Ever since he got that hooker girl, and it all went down the drain.
Yep. She was like a really expensive Adrian.
Yeah, it all went down the drain after that. So.
Also had a penis.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Yeah. He goes out instead of in. It's pretty opposite. Manhattan Projects was this week.
Okay.
Very nice. Very nicely done. The Russian super science program was in it. And that makes me happy. Yet another comic book that gets to ramble on about the Tunguska experiment. Yeah.
The Massive hit the black market this week.
Yep.
Really?
New artist, right? John Paul
yes.
Leon?
Yes.
Yeah. I dug it. I dug the coloring, too.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was all new art, right? Because it was Dave Stewart who came on to do colors.
No, Dave Stewart, I think, has been... Or, no, am I thinking Conan? Yeah, Dave Stewart's been on Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was all new art.
Yeah. I liked it. I enjoyed it a great deal. And then Hawkeye last week was statutory great.
yeah,
it was weird. It was a little odd.
I think that's all. That's what it's going to be. And if you dig it, then expect like, that every month.
How is the Hawkeye book? How's it going so far, Hawkeye?
The art is unbelievable.
Yeah,
the art is really unbelievable.
It's insanely different too. It's not like polished Marvel art at all.
Right.
Which is what makes it even kind of more of an interesting book.
Okay. Oh.
It's very... I forget if it was in another technical difficulty episode or not. We were talking about it as almost like kind of not... Or almost formless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very, like, outline-y.
Yeah.
But there's also a very, very meticulously planned structure to it. Like the Well, That's Cool page from the second issue.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So it had different panels for every letter, and it was a shot of Kate's mouth saying, "Well, that's cool." And in the middle of it, you had Hawkeye, you had Clint, you know, actually drawing the bowstring, and like you kind of got the feel for him slowing everything around him down and focusing entirely on shooting off the arrow. It was really cool.
Yeah, that one's kind of been very two for two thus far. Like that's one I'm glad I kind of accidentally found.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking here's my question for you. Speaking of Marvel,
yes.
Is Marvel now in this universe, or is it not, or is it... Because I was talking to people yesterday who are actually reading it, and they were like, I think it's in this universe, but I don't know.
There's every indication is that... So, I mean... Can I spoil AVX 11?
Yeah, you can. You're telling me things I didn't even care about. So yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's not great, but Cyclops goes full Dark Phoenix, and
you can never go full Dark Phoenix.
No, you never go full Dark Phoenix. So, like, maybe there's a distinct possibility that he remakes reality at some point, but all signs are pointing toward it being a continuation of the story that's going on now, as opposed to a hard reboot with nonsensical nods to three sinners, like in DC.
Okay.
But yeah, coming out of it, like it's going to be one smooth, continuous continuity as opposed to like a hard reboot. So even if there are sweeping changes to stuff, it's going to be sweeping changes within the context of the ongoing larger story.
Okay, because I noticed the new Iron Man suit, and the Avengers are kind of the X-Vengers, and...
Yeah, and like Cannonball and Sunspot on the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. And then, yeah, but like then you get like this new Cable and X-Force that they announced today.
Okay, I didn't see that yet.
Oh, yeah, that's today. It's Cable, Forge, Colossus, Domino, and Dr. Nemesis.
Okay.
On the run from stuff.
Interesting.
And I'll read it. I'll borrow it from the wall at the comic shop.
The one that I saw that I'm the most curious about is this, is the, oh yeah, there it is. Oh, it's like Avengers Academy, but it's like Battle Royale.
Oh, yep. Yeah, it's a really, 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 really obvious ripoff, I guess. But they're
definitely going homage, because there's no way they could be like, yeah, we did this on accident. We've never seen this before. Like,
no.
They can't not be homage.
It's not homage, though. It's like taking the Avengers Academy characters and doing Battle Royale with them. Like, what? And this is fine as long as I get the schoolgirl shootout in the lighthouse.
Yeah.
As long as that happens, they can do whatever the hell else they want. That's cool. The one that I want the most is the new Thunderbolts. The Red Hulk, Deadpool, Punisher, Elektra, and somebody else. Oh, and Venom.
Yeah, that looks a lot of fun. It's almost like, what the hell were they doing with Venom? Like, when they did restarted...
Inverse Fantastic Four.
Yeah, or when they restarted Heroes for Hire and it was all, like, you know, Ghost Rider and everybody like that. And then all of a sudden it didn't sell, so they started leaking in, like, you know, Spider-Man and stuff.
Yeah. And Daniel Way's writing it, and his Deadpool has been hilarious. So, I'm down.
Yeah, I love Deadpool. I really need to get back into reading it.
The Deadpool... Thunderbolts crossover, Deadpool's fight with Bullseye dressed as Hawkeye is one of the funniest comics I've ever read. It involves monster trucks, grenades, using a bow and arrow to commit suicide. It's just, it was, like, I still leave it by the toilet.
I'm kind of stoked on the game, too. Like, Deadpool, anything, I'm kind of... Not necessarily I'm there for it, but I'm definitely going to pay attention. Which is why I always thought... I don't know why Ryan Reynolds is doing this movie. He should be doing the Deadpool movie.
Yes.
And if it was 10 years ago, I would have said Jason Lee should be doing the Deadpool movie.
Yes. I can't picture it. Ever since I found out he was a Scientologist, it kind of ruined it for me, though.
Who's a Scientologist? Jason Lee is?
Jason Lee is a huge Scientologist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's like OT5 or OT4 or something.
Really?
Yeah, he's Tom Cruise-y as hell.
I just heard somebody else is getting into that recently. He's like the new poster boy for it. Who was it? The guy from Twilight. What's his name?
Drama Llama? Taylor Lautner?
No, the other one.
Drama Llama.
The other
dude,
guy,
he looks like a llama.
The vampire guy, yeah. The llama.
I had never heard that before. That's amazing.
Film Drunk had it. Film Drunk, every time his name comes up in something, Film Drunk posts a picture of him and a llama. Actually, it might be an alpaca.
Oh, that's amazing.
But they have the same look on their face.
That's funny.
Well, that's like, what's her face?
Sarah Jessica Parker? What's her
name?
No,
the other girl in that movie. Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
Always has that face like she either drank some bad milk or like somebody took a massive shit just directly next to her.
She can't smile. That girl doesn't smile.
Something's wrong and I'm not going to tell you what it is. You need to figure it out. But it's like I ate something bad or it really stinks in here face.
That's like the I got bubble guts at work face that I make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through today. Shit, batting down the hatches. Like, she's got that face on it where it's just like, you're like famous. Are you enjoying this right now?
Yeah, she's so miserable at life. Yeah. It's like, she's pissed off at everybody.
She is really the worst.
Oh, God.
And she's such a trampire.
I watched Hunger Games, and I never read the book or knew anything about the movie at all. But I had a feeling it was gonna be like kind of a Twilight kind of movie, that kind of the age group.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't. I liked it. I didn't know anything about the movie. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, I liked it. I got into it.
I enjoyed it a lot. I thought the movie was better than the book. I thought it was gorier and like more vivid than I expected.
Yeah. I heard that it wasn't that gory, but it was more than I thought it would be.
You definitely saw a 12-year-old kid getting hacked to death.
Yeah.
At one point.
That B Which part was pretty cool.
Granted, you aren't spoiling anything when you tell me 12-year-old kid gets hacked to death or a B part, because I'm now, well, with B part I always think of Nicolas Cage, but
I've been on Arrested Development. Every time Gawker has a story about beekeepers in Brooklyn, all I can think of is, oh, they don't allow bees.
But the Hunger Games is worth seeing, because I just kind of wrote it off immediately as like Twilight kid crap.
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to be three movies, and I read all the books, and the books are pretty freaking dark. But like the third movie, I don't know how they're going to actually make it into a movie, because most of the book was a 16-year-old girl having a nervous breakdown alone in a room, and it was a realistic depiction of the kind of emotional and intellectual stress that a person would go through being forced to fight for their life constantly like that on television, but it did not make for a good narrative. Like, having a girl sit in a padded room and cry while some dude with a rock-hard abs, like, sews and cries to himself next to her is certainly a commentary on something.
So it's basically Rob Zombie's Halloween Part 2 with less death.
No, there's a shit ton of death, actually. Okay. I can't see how they're going to make the third book into a movie, because there is action. It's just a lot of the important stuff in terms of the overall plot of the story of the world that they inhabit happens off camera while she is having her nervous breakdown in some cave somewhere.
I'm sure they'll come up with something.
Yeah, I mean, the actual, like, the climax of the series is gonna be totally nuts. It's got, like, it's like alligator people chasing them through living sewers.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, they all, it's all these ex-champions doing stuff. It's gonna be completely insane. But, and they're, I mean, just the logistics of making a movie mean they're not going to have a whole hell of a lot of time to show her rocking back and forth and crying.
Unless they go the, well, we're making it four movies.
Even still.
At which point, yeah, do we want a full movie of her rocking back and forth crying?
That's possible.
Are we going to get it or do we want it? Or two different things, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, they are going to like money a lot, so we may end up getting a full movie of her rocking back and forth and crying.
Yeah. Well, it's the same studio, right? Is the Twilight?
Yeah, and they don't. It's Warner, isn't it? So they don't have any franchises left.
I thought it was Summit.
You might be right. Either way, they don't have a franchise.
No.
So.
Time for Stephanie Meyer to start writing some more books.
She wrote that thing where the eyeball is also.
Oh, that's right. They made a movie about the eyeball.
Yeah, was it a Lifetime movie?
No, it's like a theatrical release.
Oh, it was an IRL movie. Huh, no kidding.
Yeah, they're making that is coming out. The girl who played Hannah's doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this stupid movie going to be about?
I have no idea. I just saw that was... I saw a poster, and then I saw a trailer online.
Like a ghost tucks in her magic underwear for her or something?
Possibly.
That'd be an awesome movie. Hannah was an awesome movie, by the
Hannah,
way.
Hannah, I referred to as criminally underrated.
I don't know. I don't underrate it. I thought it was...
Oh, cool. I don't, but most people do.
Well, most people are idiots.
This is true.
Yeah. Holla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hangover starting to kick in again.
Did he go out last night or no?
Yeah, election day, dude. Yes, that's like nerd yeah. Super Bowl for me.
I bet.
Yeah.
How was that? It was good? You have fun?
I had a great time, yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Alright.
I helped make a friend an assembly person. So I'm expecting some kind of corrupt kickback at some point from them.
Okay.
You know, I have to assume that I'm going to get some government contracts for the pre-K that I run.
Nice. Well, all right. Well,
For all the listeners out there, I work in New York, and New York is super crooked. Just so we're all
really?
Aware. Yeah, I know. It's so bizarre.
That's why I live in Jersey, so...
The New York Times had an entire section of their election coverage dedicated to lawmakers under indictment.
Excellent.
So awesome.
This clip now is going to wind up in an attack ad in 4 years.
Yeah.
Jim Daniel wants a kickback. You know, like.
You know what? We're probably going to end up tripling on our audience when, like, the entire Attorney General's office has to sift through every podcast for. Evidence at some point.
You know what they're going to ask for? They're going to be like, can you guys please also submit the ones that were broken? We need to hear those as well.
Yeah, okay. So they're going to have to be responsible for moving all those tapes. We can't pay those fees, that shipping fee.
That's so funny. It's everyone's like, what the... All five people that listen right now are like, what are they talking about? Like, it's what's broken? Like, we've only heard three episodes.
Yeah.
We've managed, I think we've made actually probably six or seven.
We should only actually
physically recorded three.
We should call the show Technical Difficulties. What do you think? That should be the new name.
The little drunk duck standing behind the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like the Macbeth of podcasts.
Yeah, that's. I love that when you said that yesterday. Oh, it's classic. Yeah. That was classic.
Although it's bad luck to say Macbeth, so yeah. I guess this one's going to... Lightning's going to strike.
Let's not get a really high opinion of ourselves. We're complaining on the internet about comics. We're not making British theater.
Maybe we'll run out of bandwidth again. And
what?
Our other podcast like got crazy hits. The other one, it was. Like,
I think it's. All we have to do is say Guild Wars, and we will now get like double the
a
hits.
A million hits. I had to like increase. Uh-oh. I had increased the podcast bandwidth, is because we were getting a crazy amount of hits on the other podcast. of downloads. It was like a, I don't know, it was like around 200, almost 200 downloads within less than a week.
And, wow.
Yeah.
Nerd culture is so weird.
Well, that's right. In a few weeks, when all we have to do is utter Comic-Con in one.
Yeah, you just say Comic-Con.
And then... It's like, what? We'll get, like, stupid hits.
We should just start doing it now, see if we can, like, trick the Read Expo people into listening.
Yeah, right?
Oh, this came up on our Google alert. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wait, nice. Elmo and Ben Folds 5? Fuck yeah. Like...
Why don't we just... Yeah, we can just do a Ben...
You know what? If I'm getting that concert for free, you're damn well sure I'm going to see it, so...
We could just do a Ben Folds 5 podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, out of all the things left to do podcasts about, Ben Folds 5 is actually, like, number 2 or 3 on my list. I gotta...
We'll get a huge...
I was just thinking the other day, like, it's really weird how Superbus doesn't have a podcast dedicated to them yet.
Isn't that the French band?
What? Yeah. Yeah, they're on the Snatch soundtrack. I think that's how I saw it. Like, I skipped over it on my phone today.
I just remember they had a song in, like, Guitar Hero or something.
Yeah.
That's how funny they are. But it's funny. You go on the Comic-Con website, it's like, well, Doctor Who's coming. It was the fifth one.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. Yeah, you know what? This Comic-Con does a great job of getting actual legit stars to show up, but they do still have to have their obligatory, like, I played the Ewok who rolled over dead in Return of the Jedi.
Right, yes.
And, like, he wasn't a midget, he was a kid, so he's all grown up now.
Like, who the hell? That's the only movie he ever did.
Exactly. And he dressed up like a teddy bear and rolled around on the ground and made everyone who watched cry.
Right.
And like, that's his only claim to fame. And he charges you $50 for an autograph of, like, and he signs a picture of the goddamn Ewok. And there's a line out the door of, like, mustard-stained fat dudes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, without actually confirming it, I guess they confirmed a Walking Dead panel again, because everyone's listed as being there.
Really?
Yeah.
What day is that? Saturday, right?
That is Saturday. That is...
Will Carl be there?
Yes.
Oh, shit. We'll find Carl.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll be doing that all day on Saturday.
Well, Billy's going to be waiting for Adam West and Burt Ward, so...
Oh, I can't wait. My exclusive interview with Adam West. or all of a sudden we get 1,000 downloads right now.
Which one of us is interviewing Elmo on Sunday?
I think my daughter might be. Who else is going to be there? Sean Astin.
Yeah. Wait, Bill Paxton. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd's going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Love be damned. I'm going to get him to yell game over while he's standing next to me. Wait, is that Bill Pullman?
There's Bill Pullman. No, Bill.
Did we do this already?
Which one is Bill Pullman again? No, Bill Pullman's from Independence Day.
Yes, Bill Pullman's Paxton.
Bill Paxton was Hudson.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you seen speaking of Independence Day, did you see that they just named the two new movies? Did you see that?
Yeah. ID Forever.
Yeah. No.
Shut up, get out.
No.
And I think Will Smith's the president. I don't know if that's just rumored or not.
To a black president?
I'm looking at the list of people that's here. This is just too... Some of them are too funny. The entertainment one is the one worth looking at, because it's just... Like, all right, great, Anne Rice is going to be there. Like... Oh. But...
She's there every year, I think.
Yeah, everyone from The Walking Dead.
Who the hell are these people?
Ben Folds 5.
Oh, that's the headliner right there.
Yeah, all the people from Adult Swim.
Yep.
And then you get to, like, Ian McDiarmid. So Emperor Palpatine will be in the house.
Holy shit, Gordon's going to be there.
Gordon's going to be there, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm going to interview Gordon.
Ferrigno.
I'm going to interview Gordon's mustache. You guys can interview
Gordon. I think my daughter and my wife are going to go Saturday. So.
Well, what's funny is they have a guy who, unless I don't think the Bears are, oh, maybe we are on bye that week. Because there's like an actual, like the one I'm the most psyched at is a guy who plays for the football team I root for.
They have a football, they have a sports people going
there?
Yeah,
Israel Adonis is going to be there. He's like a linebacker for the Bears.
And he has a key to the city of Winnipeg, so apparently he can get into any building up there.
Is this Comic-Con supposed to be the biggest out of all the New York ones? Because they're renting out the whole Javits Center?
Oh, they had the whole thing last year.
Oh, did they have the whole thing last year? Okay.
Oh, Booker T's going to be there.
Nice, and a bunch of prostitutes.
Well, those are outside.
Huh. Inside, too.
that's three blocks over.
That's afterwards.
Ooh, Phil Lamar. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too. I saw that.
Yeah. I dig him.
We should do a whole Comic-Con special edition show, and maybe we can try to get Ben Folds 5 on. Maybe do an exclusive interview with them. What do you think? Dave, can you set something up, please?
Yeah, I'll get on it.
Get on with them and see. My daughter just walked in the room, and she told me that she wants to interview Elmo.
Nice. She's just make sure she knows how to pronounce Israel.
I think the funniest thing is, like, they'll have the list of all the comic artists and stuff that's there.
Yep.
Every year it should say, just remember who was here last year.
Yeah. Seriously. All the people who live in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Everyone from the Eastern Seaboard will be here.
Yeah, right. Free trip to New York.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, all right, guys. I think we're going to shut it down.
Alright.
But, you know, good to come back after a few weeks off.
Yeah.
And, yeah, definitely.
You know,
had fun.
We'll see the audience in about, in November, I think, at this rate.
Nice.
We have a set time now and day. Are we going to stick to this? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do Mondays.
Monday night. 9 o'clock, we're going to record, and hopefully we'll be able to...
Wait.
What's up?
Mondays at 9. Oh, yeah, I did say Mondays at 9.
That works, right?
Yeah, okay, Monday at 9 works.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, before we close out, I just want to say check us out on wuwa.com. Also check us out on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/wuwa. Our Twitter is... Wuwa, DOTCOM. Also check out our other podcast via iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Great show. Glad to have you guys back on. Glad that we're actually sticking to a normal schedule. So, anything else you guys like to say?
We'll talk in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Talk in a couple of days. You got it.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, guys. Good to have you back on, and we'll see you in a few days.
All right. Good
have
talk.
Have a good night, guys.
All right. Later, man.
Later.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
I like it.
La la la, la 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 la.
Wrote this alone.
La la la, la 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 la.
Catchy.
He loves to sing la 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 la, Elmo's song.
Oh, sing it.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song. He wrote the music, he wrote the words. That's Elmo's song.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I wish I had a song.